Yeah. Wake up. The Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show. 6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM. Talking about dogs, right? We're going to find the oldest one in the Western Cape. Because dogs, you know, they always tell you, oh, this breed will last. I mean, you know, they tend to last until they're like 10 or 11. Or if they're a bigger dog, maybe slightly younger. But then you find that Alsatian, that one Alsatian that's like the Clint Eastwood of old Alsatians. He's like,
that lives everyone.
He's like, whoa, a little tumbleweed across the road. And he see, like, you know, he walks the road like he owns it. Like, go ahead,
got grey hair and everything.
Make oh. my day.
And it's Oleg, though. Yes, Oleg.
And the little mouth. Kind of like my mouth.
So, name is Mitzi. It's a Shih Tzu. So, right. The rescue dog I got from Mad Dog in Joburg. I actually flew her down to Cape Town. Oh. And she's 19 now.
Gee,
so
there we go.
What? Yeah, so body is obviously getting a bit old, and her hind legs aren't that good anymore. So she now decided she's a bunny because she gets around easier by just hopping around. So she bounces all the way through the house if she wants to go out, and obviously sometimes loses her balance and falls on her side. Aww. So but she gets around. She's still full of life. She would sit staring outside with the three teeth that she's got. We call her Dritant.
Are they on the upper jaw or lower jaw? Because it's normally the lower ones jaw. That stick around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lower jaw. That's it. So my first dog actually got to the age of 21.
Wow.
So Mitzi is getting there.
That is incredible. I love that. And when the jaw closed, those three teeth are still sticking out, eh?
They're still sticking out.
I have to tell you about Mavis, the legend. She had the full body of a miniature Doberman and this sandy, wiry hair. So, yeah, she was absolutely ferocious. We call her Savage because she attacked everything, even a horse on the beach.
No. Hey, the little dog my grand used to. Remember the dog I keep talking about, the little miniature Maltese, Tiger.
Tiger.
What a name. We called it Tiger because Tiger thought it was a tiger.
Mm.
Didn't think it was a Maltese. Or you know those dogs, they're normally the cheeky little ones.
Yeah. Right?
Those cheeky little ones always think they're much bigger than what they are. Hey? And they walk around like
I'm in charge.
And you think one little half a little kick of my foot. And you go flying, little dog. And the dog's like, I'll show you.
Yeah, so Linky's a miniature black dachshund, or boar, she like to call her. She's 15 years old.
Yo! Mm. Now, that correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a good life. Mm. It's a lot of years.
Yeah, they get, I think the average age is until 16.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she's on par. She's on par with the average.
Yeah.
Right, so they live for a long time, those Vorsolikis.
Yes, no. Look, she's lost a tooth already, so she looks like one of those dogs that was on... It's a Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
With the tongue hanging out the whole time.
With the tongue out the mouth. What the hell? That's classic. Mm-hmm. Remember Deadpool and Wolverine? The dog with the tongue. Oh, God.
Wasn't it also like named the ugliest dog?
Yes, it was.
Indeed.
Morning, Tamsin. Dylan, good morning.
How's it, Ryan? It's Dylan, yeah. So our dog's not that old yet. But Buddy's been through the wars, man. He's a rescue from Krabo.
Oh,
and
man.
Get this, he's a Jack Russell crossed with a Chihuahua. He's the angriest dog you've ever met. He's got no teeth in the front on his upper jaw. And he cruises around like a gangster. It's like he's got a personal vendetta against silence. He sounds like an air raid siren when anything walks past our house. Even though he's so ugly, he is actually quite cute. So, he's also super brave. I mean, he'll square up to a Great Dane.
Buddy's got no scar, man. Buddy will get in there, right in there. Open the door. Buddy's the first to go in there. It's like, you know, like when you go, who's going to go in first? You know, you see those scenes when the military is outside a door and they're going to go, who's going to go? Let me tell you, Buddy's going in there first. Yeah. Open that door. There's no holding Buddy back. He's like, where? We're talking about some of the oldest pets in Cape Town, and we think we might have found the oldest. All right. So what are we? 30, how many?
He's about 32, I'd say.
32 years old, yeah. An African grey parrot.
That's yeah, how, that's yeah. how old I am. This
success. 32 years old. I mean, that African Gracie. And listen, if you don't mind me asking, does he have a potty mouth? You know, some people, the African Great can be trained to be obviously very intelligent, very intelligent. Sometimes they pick up on words, and sometimes they normally aren't the best words, and then they will swear.
Let's just say my husband is an Afrikaans fisherman. Some choice words.
Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up. With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast. Exclusive to Smile FM.